not sure how to phrase this question, but I think in one of your writings you compared it, something related to my question, to Dominique throwing a statue out a window that she loved, whatever. But a question I've had that I've observed is people who really love Ayn Rand and her works and are objectivists and would speak about her positively and to their friends, when it comes to a group environment or, you know, people they don't know or whatever, her name just doesn't come up. It's like a kind of, like she's either so precious to them they don't want to talk about her or something, whereas if you were talking about Karl Marx, the name just flows out. But Ayn Rand's name somehow...
Well, first of all, you know? I've been in a lot of such situations and observed them. And I haven't seen that as a tendency. Anything, what I've seen is that they're too assertive. And call her total strangers and say, you know, you better change your mind about God because you're leading the world to disaster. And that's not a good idea either. There are a lot of contexts in which it's appropriate not to say anything. If you feel the audience is antagonistic, or it's like it's a funeral or somebody's wedding or whatever, or the host you know has certain strong views and you agreed to come anyway, it would be totally inappropriate to burst in and start proselytizing. It's not your goal as an individual to go out and spread objectivism in every context. You raise it where you think a person is interested and where it's appropriate. And I don't think anybody is in a position to generalize what objectivists in general do. There might be objectivists who are afraid to antagonize people, so that even in the appropriate context, they don't want to say anything. I've certainly seen that, but I've seen the other two, so I wouldn't generalize.